Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. Happy Tortured Poets Department Eve.
It's so exciting.
It's coming tonight.
It's so exciting.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Well, that was us putting ourselves in the mindset for Thursday because it is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, unfortunately.
Which is terrible. But we're so close. We're so close. It's been a fucking crazy week.
Yeah.
Crazier than we could ever imagine, honestly, especially since we last recorded Taylor Watch.
I know. So, of course, like after we recorded everything,
so many more things started coming out. You know, she's operating on that West Coast schedule, which is killing me.
Yeah.
And again, like we'll get into that too. I have some thoughts about the lack of love that New York is getting.
Mm.
But before we get into all that, how are you, G? How was your trip back? You're back from Chicago.
Yes, I feel good to be back. Good to be back in the studio.
Happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's a good Wednesday. I feel like good vibes. I wore black and white in honor of today.
Gotta do
it. As well as Kelly.
I've been doing themes all week. I've been trying to get all my fits off.
Yeah. You've been having good tortured poets.
It's been intentional.
I feel like that's your type of vibe.
I just love doing it. It kind of is, It's kind of like, kind of professional, but cozy, intellectual, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's my work outfit vibe, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I try to, anyway.
But, how are you?
Good. You know, just hanging out. I am really excited for you to come over for our little listening party.
So excited.
Really pumped about that. That's going to be wonderful. As a reminder to everybody, we will be recording ourselves reacting to the album. We won't be doing that live, but the video will come out Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're not going to, like, be editing it. We just want to be live while other people are listening. It's like a whole thing. So we're going to do that. But tonight, Thursday night, should we decide on a time? What do we think?
Maybe like 9?
Like 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right. Okay. So around 9 o'clock Eastern time, we are going to go live on Instagram and TikTok to talk about any extra Easter eggs, information, things that come out between now when we're recording this at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday and that time, because we're sure that more is going to come out as we lead up closer to it. We need to check in again, obviously, before we, before the album gets released.
Right.
So make sure that you're following us, Taylor Watch on Instagram,
Taylor.watch on Instagram and TikTok. Yep.
So make sure you're following so you don't miss that.
Yes.
Get excited for the video on Friday. And that is, those are things to put on your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor has instructed us to put a few things on our calendar as well.
Yeah.
Where should we even begin?
I don't even know.
Should we go chronologically?
Well, I think we should start with saying happy birthday to Rebecca Harkness.
Happy birthday, Rebecca.
Happy birthday, Rebecca.
Happy.
Yes.
Ugh.
Because I feel like we may be channeling
a woman with madness and men and bad habits.
Yeah. Maybe channeling some Rebecca Harkness-esque energy.
I think so,
too. I feel like for this album, maybe.
I think so, too.
Some Clara Bow energy. I feel like they kind of have similar
vibes. Big-time Clara Bow energy. Yeah. There's another one that people were throwing out there, another woman. What was her name? I don't know. There are a lot of women that kind of fall into this category.
Yeah, for sure.
This time frame, and I think it's interesting. Another, like, author or something that somebody was talking about. The theories on Twitter are going crazier than I've ever seen them go.
Mm.
The problem is that they all sound very convincing.
I know.
I'm having a very hard time discerning between, like, rumors, facts, actual connections to be made, and those that are just, you know, people drawing, you know, drawing lines because they can.
Yeah.
I think maybe we, yes. Happy birthday, Rebecca Harkness. I think we go chronologically from there.
Okay.
Because last we talked about was just simply Coachella and
Aaron Dessner.
Yeah.
Oh, so
no, we didn't even talk about that. We
did know about Aaron Dessner, but we didn't know what songs he was going to be on songs, like, with Jack Antonoff.
We didn't
and
know
everything.
who was on what. We knew because the Target Ghost vinyl
just
happened.
His last
name. And we saw SSNER, assumed. But yes, so confirmed Aaron Dessner, as we thought, is going to be a producer on Midnight's. Jack Antonoff helped produce 8 songs, Aaron Dessner 5, Taylor herself 2 alone, and Florence Welch is on 1.
Mm-hmm.
I think Post Malone helped with Fortnite as well. Yeah.
So Fortnite is Taylor Swift, Jack Antonoff, Austin Post.
Mm-hmm.
Torture Poets Department is Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff. Mm-hmm. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys is just Taylor.
Yep.
Down Bad is Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff, which I think
that lends itself to my theory about it being, like, kind of a sexy song. Like, I know that, like, no vibe of this album so far, especially with this pop-up in LA that we're going to talk about as well, none of it screams, like, that there will even be a hint of happiness or sexiness whatever. But Jack Antonoff, you know, you can't give him, you know.
Yeah.
He can't go through an album without at least one sexy song.
Yeah, at least like so, one like a little, yeah, moving a little and
sass.
Grooving.
Yeah. He wants a little sass.
And then So Long London, track 5, Taylor Swift and Aaron Dessner.
Devastating.
But Daddy, I Love Him, Taylor Swift, Aaron Dessner. Mm-hmm. Fresh Out the Slammer, Taylor Swift, Jack Antonoff. Mm-hmm. Florida is Taylor Swift and Florence Welch.
Yep.
Guilty as Sin is Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff. Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is just Taylor.
Scandal.
I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can is Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff, which also feels like is going to be like...
That's going to be... It's going to be exactly our thing. No, really? I can't fix him. Yeah. I can fix him. They took our... Imagine, Gio. I would shit myself if we turn that on and it's like our tune. It's like to the tune of I Can See You.
Yeah, but there's just no, I mean, there's like, no way. Let's just release the same exact song.
There's no way, but that would be so hilarious. Just be so funny.
And then LOML, which we still don't know what that stands for.
Yeah, we still don't know if it's Love of My Life, Loss of My Life.
People think it's Last of My Letters.
Last of My Letters. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Because apparently she broke up with him over email.
Yep.
Taylor Swift and Aaron Dessner is LOML. Mm-hmm. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived is Taylor Swift and Aaron Dessner. The Oof. Alchemy is Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff. And Clara Bow is Taylor Swift and Aaron Dessner.
Personally, I couldn't be happier about
this. Yes, me too.
All of the songs that I was really like hoping were kind of sad and I was interested in or whatever are all Aaron Dessner mm-hmm. songs, which leads me to believe that I'm going to love them no matter what.
Yeah.
For those who don't remember, the band got back together for this one. The band of Jack Antonoff, Aaron Dessner, and Taylor Swift. We've talked about this ad nauseum. I think we talked about it even the other day on the episode.
Yeah.
That they were that's the family that brought us Folklore.
Yeah.
And Evermore. So I think that we are in great hands.
Good hands. Yes.
We're already excited. Even the new Swifties who have come on and, you know, they came on because of Folklore, mm-hmm. because of Midnights, and they weren't quite sure about our older stuff or whatever. I think this is going to be an amazing album to keep people in, you know,
totally.
What I mean? To lock them up.
Totally.
If they weren't already locked up.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting news. We also, in the lyric department, we're getting quite a few lyrics revealed to us.
Lots of lyrics.
We didn't get to talk about the pop-up, I guess, right? Because it hadn't
happened yet.
So there's a pop-up going on in LA right now. It's still, as of today, is the last day that it's going on. So, you know, we're still waiting on other things. I'm sure by the time you're listening to this, there will have been a couple more mm-hmm. lyrics released. Follow Taylor Nation on Twitter and are they posting them on Instagram as well?
I don't think they're posting
everything on Twitter, which is why everything I keep saying on Twitter. Like, you can find literally everything on there. But, Every day at a certain time, there's a manuscript in the middle of this big pop-up in LA. It's kind of set up looking like a room with bookshelves and a mm-hmm. window and a bunch of tchotchkes. It really, like, when you come to my apartment, you're going to laugh out loud. Like, it's
it
very
looks just
much like
it, yeah.
It really does. Like, not color-wise. I have a lot of color, but it's just, it's funny how it's like, it kind of looks like Mrs. Havisham, like, hoarder's situation.
Yeah,
borderline.
Yeah.
That's what my house looks like. So, there's all these things on the shelves. She's got all these knickknacks that mean certain things, and we'll list those out too. But what's interesting about it is in the center of the pop-up is a giant manuscript, just a big-ass book.
Mm-hmm.
And at certain times each day, they like will flip a page or change it up, and mm-hmm. it'll be different song lyrics. So far, do we have all the okay. So what have we gotten so far?
So far we have Crowd Goes Wild at Her Fingertips, Half Moonshine, Full Eclipse, which I think is going to be Clara Bow.
I read it again, actually.
Crowd Goes Wild at Her Fingertips, Half Moonshine, Full Eclipse.
Yeah, because that sounds like a storytelling
vibe. And like,
vibe.
I don't
You're
know,
right
like, when was Prohibition?
So true. in like the, you know, 50s, 40s?
Yeah, like
40s? 20s? 20s. Gatsby
it?
Time. Gatsby
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
yeah.
20s, 30s, yeah. maybe?
20s. But yeah,
that's why I think maybe Clara Bow, because like...
Yeah.
Her fingertips. I don't know.
I think
know.
You're spot on with that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I think you're right.
And then it's I Wish I Could Unrecall How We Almost Had It All.
That is the one.
Which we kind of discussed a little bit last time.
Right. People are up in arms about that. They think it's the Call It What You Want. Mm-hmm. Back, you know, parallels, things like that.
I Recall Late November. Yep. Yeah, we did.
Why am I like totally blanking?
I don't know.
For some reason, I feel like they happened after. I have no idea. Regardless, yes. People think it's there's the Call It What You Want parallel and obviously it just kind of hits home.
Yeah.
All these hit home. These are cutting lyrics that we're getting at.
Especially this next one. These next two have a lot of or both of them have tolerated parallels. Yep. First one is, even statues crumble if they're made to wait, which parallels with Wait by the Door, like I'm just a kid. Mm-hmm. And then one less temptress, one last dagger to sharpen, and took this dagger in me and removed it.
That's just fucking, the one less temptress, one less dagger to sharpen, that to me, all right. Like, I know that we've been tiptoeing around it. We don't want to be too presumptuous, but there's cheating afoot, man. There's so, no
there's
denying.
There's some treachery there's in some the treachery. Air. For
this
sure.
love is treacherous.
One less temptress.
Yeah, one less right.
Yeah,
temptress. There's cheating. Yeah. Cheating, emotional cheating, thoughts of cheating. There's something. Dishonesty, disloyalty. Those themes have been made very clear, especially with this lyric, and especially the took your dagger in me and removed it. Like, even when that song came out, it felt very like. That felt like, you know, we're fighting, whatever, and we're sticking daggers in each other. Doesn't the Great War have a?
It's like bloodshed, crimson clover. I don't know if she talks about daggers.
I think
daggers.
There's a dagger in there as well. My vow is not to cry anymore.
We drew up a memory garden. We didn't in a page, and it says I've been betrayed.
Battle under
anything about
see honestly though everything about the Great War is like there's cheating. How have we not thought about this?
Oh,
either?
Totally. Some this a one, girl commented on one of our Instagram
spineless
posts.
Spineless in my tomb of silence, tore your banners down, took the battle underground. Maybe it was ego swing. Maybe it was her.
Yeah, maybe it was
flashes
her.
Of the battle come back to me in a blur.
Yeah, a girl commented on our Instagram was like, "Can you guys kind of deep dive into Great War?" Because yeah, I mean,
I think we're gonna have to
that line. Maybe it all was egos. Maybe it was her.
Right.
Like
all of this is like
hello.
I vowed not to fight anymore. Ice and ground, honor and truth, broken and bruised. That's the part I'm looking for.
So I called off the troops. That was the night I thought
I
lost.
Oh my God, you know what it's in? You know what it's in? It's in Daylight.
Oh.
And I can still see it all in my head. Hold on. I know that it's here and I should have written it down because it's like we put our daggers down.
Where is it? Afterglow.
Can't the weight of you and lose it. Is it Afterglow? It could be Afterglow, actually. No, you're right. It's one of the songs. It's either Afterglow or Daylight. Like Daylight. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It has to be Afterglow. Meet me in the Afterglow. Even this was boxing with no gloves.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's me in my head.
I don't know what you're thinking of. It's not there.
Not in Afterglow either?
No.
I swear to God, there's something in, maybe it is in Daylight and I just didn't see it. There's another one that's within Lover that's like, oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. Why didn't we think of this? So many lines I've crossed, unforgiven. I'll tell you the truth, but never goodbye. One more second, I swear. Oh, here it is. Thank you. God damn it. Okay, yes, sorry for screaming. Okay. Maybe I've stormed out of every single room in this town, threw out our cloaks and our daggers because it's morning now. It's brighter now, blah, blah, blah. Meaning like we fought all night and in the morning we decided to lay our daggers down and whatever. So she's daggers. She has this imagery of her and Joe, it's Joe, just taking jabs at each other. And she's, you know, explaining it in this very physical way of using this dagger as symbolism. And I think that it's a perfect way to describe it because that's how it feels when you've been betrayed by the one that you love. It feels like you're fucking, you know, you're just hitting.
Especially
someone
like getting over a relationship too.
Totally.
It feels like you have to pull a dagger out of your stomach or whatever the hell it is, out of your heart.
Completely.
But yeah. And then the last
Temptress. Oh my
Temptress.
God.
Temptress.
It's fucking
freaking
crazy.
Joe. I just can't.
Dude, I can't.
Last one that we literally just got a couple hours ago was lost the game of chances. What are the chances?
Oof.
Or lost the game of chance. What are the chances?
God, that's another one that giving me, play stupid games. You win stupid prizes.
Yeah,
vibes,
totally.
You know?
Totally.
I think that the feeling behind that is like, win a game of chance. Either he loves me. He loves me. He loves me not.
This works
you know
out or
mean?
It doesn't. Yeah.
Which I also feel like is kind of like, he loves me. He loves me not. That to me reminds me of like Little Mermaid. Like I wonder if that line is in.
Daddy, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do we think? Go back to the others. What do we think each one is going to be? You thought.
I thought
Clarabeau
for the crowd goes wild at her fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could unrecall. Like some of these are so. They could be in any of these. Like
I wish
I could unrecall how we almost had it all.
That could be a Tortured Poets Department title. Yeah. Unrecall sounds very like courtroom.
Yeah.
That's another thing too that we're realizing, that a lot of this like imagery, these metaphors, whatever, it all seems very courtroom, trial, autopsy, shit like that, which she's kind of referenced before as someone who is in the public, in the limelight. She said it on tour one time being like, sometimes I feel like my life, like everyone outside is just doing an autopsy of my life because they see these lyrics and they read these words and it just feels like they're so in my business, you know? And so I think that she's kind of leaning into that imagery and that metaphor as a whole.
Yeah, and especially with that video that she... The video that came out of like the Midnight's Room going into
Okay, wait. So let's see. Before we get there, we have.
Should we keep talking about the Grove?
Let's finish the Grove stuff because we'll get into. Again, chronologically, this is what's happening. Wait, but first, let's also do the scrambled letters in the songs. So since we've last talked to you, the first day we had Hereby Conduct is all we had, right? Since then, we had this as well. Now we have Post and We is brand new. And it turns out We is going to go first. We hereby conduct this post is what we have so far.
So then the last word is tomorrow, I guess.
Last word's tomorrow. Yeah. Today. Thursday. So keep your eyes peeled. And again, we don't know what time. Like the other day, the first day was 3 o'clock, second day was 2 o'clock. Tuesday was 1 o'clock. Today, Wednesday was, what time did we get it? It was like 1 o'clock again.
Yeah, it was like 1-ish, like 12:30.
So I don't really know exactly what time like this is all gonna go down. But just keep your eyes peeled. Again, they're we're searching for these words inside the songs. Also, she's out of playlists, so now I don't know. Like, because there are only five playlists and there are five songs. Words, and that's how we were finding them before. There was one on each playlist. Right. And she finally has done it. So
maybe there's.
Maybe it'll be an even bigger goose chase.
Yeah, interesting. For the last one.
Thursday's word. There are also the QR codes that are popping up all over the place. Obviously, you were boots on the ground in Chicago for that one.
It was funny because when Kelly sent me the tweet that said, like, Chicago Swifties, blah, blah, blah. But T.S. Eras Tour on Twitter, like, said, like, grab your... kitten emoji,
grab
like cat
emoji.
So I said like grab your pussy basically. So I thought Kelly was sending me that because it was funny and I was like, what the hell, grab your what and go where? I didn't even read the tweet that it was in Chicago. Like I thought she was just a funny thing she was sending me. I was like, wait, oh my god, this QR code is in Chicago. And it was 20 minutes away from where I was walking, so we were like, fuck it, let's go see it.
Perfect.
And yeah, it was just a bunch of girls standing outside just being like, I don't know what the hell we're doing.
It was funny. I saw, did you make it on local news? Did you find a clip of
yourself?
Don't
know. I didn't see it.
There was like a cameraman.
Yeah,
there
was a cameraman. Yeah, and I didn't know what to do.
Well, he was standing there as you were talking, like almost like do something. Yeah. And then you just start dancing around, and he was like, "All right, that's enough." I saw that. I was like, "Fuck off!"
I was like, "Okay, like you put the camera on me, and you don't want me to perform."
I said, "Right, hello. Yeah, I am a show pony in this situation.
Exactly.
So let me perform."
I did meet some Taylor Watch girlies there too.
Really?
Yeah, which was so fun. Oh, and a couple girls at the bar on like Friday or Saturday night. Yeah, it was like a big group of girls, and they came up to me, and it was so cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Taylor Watch fans are everywhere. Yay, Swifties.
It made me feel really good.
Oh, my God, yes.
But
it
was super fun.
That's
wonderful. But all it said was error 321, and then it said, like, I, or one, or something,
whatever,
comma.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a one or an I.
So it must be an I, because it's those QR codes are spelling out a word.
It seems like they're spelling out something Fortnite.
It's going to be Fortnite, like the words that it is, whatever. But there are QR codes popping up everywhere. Did we figure out if there's one in New York right now? I don't think so.
Oh, Chicago, Sydney, Melbourne, Sao Paulo, London, Nashville, Toronto so far.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here is the thing, and why I want to bring up New York now, and I think now is the right time.
Right.
Are we worried
that she hates New York?
Joe has ruined New York for her.
No,
and we're
because
nothing?
She did one in London, so like that's not fair.
True, but London is more like a fuck you, I'm in your city. New York is kind of like everything about like Lover and you know, it was all New York, Cornelia Street. It's all New York. I said to Gia, I said, should we go set Cornelia Street on fire? Like, should we set the sign on fire for
well,
her?
Well, I sent you a tweet of that. The
solidarity.
The half the arch.
Yes, yes. The
of
arch.
The pop up looks like the arch of her door from the Cornelia Street apartment,
which is pretty telling.
Yeah, but I don't think she. There's no way she devastated. Can have like a bad taste in her mouth from New York. No. Like she loves it so much before she even met Joe. I feel like so.
Right.
Like,
she lived here for a few years before yeah. that.
But there it's has been hard. A bit of a lack of love.
There's nothing. There's a couple of billboards in Times Square that pop up like after everybody's already seen
yeah,
them. Like,
yeah,
we
just
see
giving
it.
Us the lyrics. That
Sirius
we
XM.
Know.
Sirius XM is advertising all yeah, over it right now. Yeah. Channel 13, all Taylor Swift. I think for the rest of the week. That's fine. Cool. That means nothing to me.
Yeah.
I want to go. I want to bust my ass running down the street to
yeah,
stand outside a QR code being painted. Like I would love that. Like that's crazy. Like I was so. Jealous that you got to be boots on the ground. Like I'm my boots are always on the ground in New York, Taylor. Like I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Let me know.
I know it isn't fair, but who knows? We still have yeah, tomorrow.
We still have a whole nother day. So yeah. Let's maybe by the time you're listening to this, I'll be eating my words. But you know, we'll have to see.
I do wonder what the first word is though, because it's blank O blank blank and then Fortnite. Basically, I think, because it's F-O-R-T blank 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 H T.
So. Wait, there is a word before that? Oh
yeah,
oh.
There's four spots. Or
oh,
three
I didn't.
Spots
I
open.
Thought. See, I've been looking at it in the wrong way.
Yeah. So
oh,
I don't
wow,
know.
Okay, so we're not even close.
Yeah, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters. Yeah.
Definitely Fortnite on the end side.
Yeah, it's definitely Fortnite.
Would it be post Fortnite?
Maybe post Fortnite.
Post Fortnite, and then like. In 2 weeks, we get Reputation. No, I won't turn this into a clown
yeah,
show. Although people are clowning
so much
hard
Reputation
again.
Clownery.
A lot of Reputation clowning. And clowns, I'm with you. Okay, I see it. I see it. I hear you. You're seeing.
Well, there's a big like two theory, and they think
two theory is massive.
Yeah, and they
there's something coming
think
with twos.
It's like two albums, maybe, mm-hmm. or Reputation TV and Torture Poets. I personally do not think it's going to be Rep TV at all.
I don't think so either. And in my heart of hearts, I don't think it's going to be. But I do subscribe to the idea that this is like the closing of the chapter of Reputation. Like
okay.
I do think
yeah.
that these are like Reputation was the beginning of it, and now this is the end of it.
Yeah.
So you know that's whatever. But the twos have been everywhere for a while. We obviously
yeah.
saw her first.
I wrote down
up
a bunch
two.
Of them.
Oh, read the twos.
Two. There was a two hand statue at the pop up doing
two
the peace sign
at the pop up. Yeah.
And she did the peace sign, the twos hand at the Grammys.
At the Grammys.
Did it on multiple pictures at the Grammys. Do mm-hmm. it on. She does it on tour.
In the
all
background,
the time.
She's always yep. popping it up in the background.
Yep. And then two title track books at the pop up. So the mm-hmm. only books that each there was books that had the name of each track on them, and the only one. That had two books with the same track was Torture Poets
Department
title track.
Yep.
The pop-up has a statue of two birds on a branch.
Mm-hmm.
The clock is always on 2 o'clock.
The clock at the pop-up, the clock in the video announcing the music
yes.
video, which we'll talk about in a minute. There are two clocks in that, and they both say 2 o'clock.
Yep.
The two on the countdown for Exile in the Bejeweled video, it okay. says Exile ends, and it stops at 2. Then there's February was the second month of the year. It's when she announced the album.
Mm. And then
there's
in the
others.
Video of the Midnights, going from the Midnights room to the Tortured Poets Department room, there's two sets of two stars.
Mm-hmm.
When it says, like, Happy Tortured Poets Release Day,
yep.
it's has two stars, four stars technically,
yep.
two rooms, two doors, mm-hmm. two clocks, two mm-hmm. desks. Two chairs and two typewriters.
Two coffees as well.
Two coffees as well.
There,
yeah.
It's crazy. So okay, we'll just get into that. Hold on, I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you. Bless you.
God bless me. Thank you. Excuse me. Two sneezes, by the yeah. way. what do I know?
Oh my gosh, she's a part of it all.
Taylor called me. No, even better, Joe called me.
That's
hilarious. Oh my god. All right. Okay, so we're talking about the video, of course. So the last thing we'll do all of the Easter eggs at the Grove afterward, mm-hmm. like at the end, because it's just a list of things and what they mean.
Yeah.
Yesterday night or Wednesday night, sorry, Tuesday night, Taylor Nation tweeted out a video that is the typical video that Taylor has done before, where she, you know, it kind of shows us a little bit of a scene and then it zooms in on a calendar for
yeah.
things to put on our calendar. They want us to put more meetings on our calendar. Friday at 8 p.m., we're getting a music video. We don't know who or what, we don't know what music video it's going to be yet, but most people think it's going to be Fortnite with
yeah.
Post Malone, because on the calendar itself, like you said, there were, it says the Tortured Poets Department release day, blah, blah, blah. two sets of two stars that look great. And then also, I say that because she used to be
so really bad at drawing stars.
But then underneath that, there are tally marks, and there are 14 tally marks. Mm. So people think it's either going to be track 14, which is the smallest man that ever lived, which I kind of love that. Or it's going to, it's 2 weeks, for a fortnight is 2 weeks. So
14 days.
Yeah,
right.
14 days. Sorry, yes.
Okay.
And so that's all happening there. But the video itself is so chock full of things and symbolism and everything that it blows my mind. But it starts off in the Midnight's room, the room where she like is always, you know, took all the photos at Midnight's and whatever. We see light coming in through a window. I have a theory about that. I just tweeted it a little bit ago.
I saw that.
I think it's moonlight, not sunlight,
because
it's 2 o'clock on the wall, and people think like, oh, okay, it's 2 p.m. There's light coming through, but the way that the light is coming through, it looks like moonlight to me. It doesn't look like regular
sunlight. Yeah, because the room kind of looks dark around it.
And it's also dark on like the bottom of the, this is crazy, I know, but I just, the difference between sunlight and moonlight is pretty, you know, noticeable for me because I love the moon. But when you look at the window, the bottom part of the window doesn't have light coming through it. It's only coming from the top, which makes me think that there's light coming from up top, which could be the moon because it's, whatever. That's just my theory. We're in the Midnight's room. There's crumpled up pieces of paper on the floor. Her vinyls are all over the place. Yeah. Lying here and I remember it all.
Yeah.
So it's 2 o'clock. They go out the door into a hallway of an insane asylum.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it. It looks like
insane.
A hospital hallway.
Yeah.
Hospital or like a very, very serious, like, it doesn't even to me look like a courthouse hall room or something hallway because it looks so medical. It looks like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Well, especially with like the fluorescent lights. Like bright.
Like an insane asylum.
This girl, Claire, on Twitter, her username is Calliope13.
Ooh.
She had an interesting theory that I wanted to read about the room. I sent it to you. She said, as much as the psych ward hospital imagery feels intentional, the sleek corporate imagery juxtaposed with the drama of a tortured poet also feels significant. I imagine there's a dissonance between creating this cathartic, deeply felt art and then having meetings about how to package and market it. Mm-hmm. It must be somewhat jarring to have your personal life relationships become synonymous with your brand such that your personal decisions are also business ones. And what happens when your art becomes your job and you have to suppress the very emotions that fuel your songs to go out there and perform. In many ways, it feels like commentary on the interplay between art and business at this stage of time.
Wow.
Which I thought was
interesting.
That
girl's a genius.
Yeah.
That's a really smart way to put that, and I fully agree.
Because it really does go against the imagery that they've been providing about tortured poets, especially with like the pop-up and stuff, like this library with not an eerie vibe, but
it's
like
kind of cozy,
just like a
cozy, like cottage core mixed with a little goth, like, you know, sadness, old English countryside, to be honest, very old English. And
just like kind of scattered all over the place, like lyrics and typewriters.
Forlorn,
and,
artsy, like that whole vibe. And you're right. It's much
more. And then this is just stark and like clean and like bitter and bright.
It's very, very methodical. It's very like, all right, we're coming in here. We're getting our work done. It almost looks to me a little bit like so you go out in the hallway. It looks like an insane asylum. Then you go into another door, which says the Torture Poets Department. You go in there. And in there, it kind of looks like an empty newsroom.
Yeah.
Like an old timey newsroom that you would see in like the 50s or whatever, where they walk in and you hear typewriters and you hear everything going on. But there are only two tables, two typewriters. Like it's just, the room is not full. It's all white, except for the few things that they're working on. And obviously, we know the typewriter situation. We know all that. I wonder, though, about the two, like the mirrored typewriter desk situation, because it is mirrored. It's not like, or at least I'm pretty sure, right? I'm going to look at it again.
I think
that they're mirrored. They're not like opposite each other.
Hmm.
I'm see if I can pull the video up fast to scroll through it.
I like literally just had it pulled up.
Here it is.
Okay, got it.
So, man. And look, and she has a light on. Although, I don't know. Yeah, she has a light on still. I'm telling you, that's moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe not. We're going down the hallway. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and it's got a sign in it. It looks like, an old-timey newsroom to me. They're mirrored. Right. So they're not the, see what I mean? Wait, hold on. Pause. Are they? Wait. Yeah. So look, they're like like the typewriters on the same side, the coffees are on the same side.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's not like they're set up the same, but in two different places. Like, yeah, they're literally mirrored from each other. So that to me, and like the coffees are in the same place. Look, coffees, yeah, are the same place. Everything's in the same place. To me, that kind of says something along the lines of like, the chairs are a little bit in different places, but it kind of says maybe she's like battling with herself, like kind of how she did in the Antihero music video. Like, is she confronting herself? Is she putting herself on trial for her denial, for her bargaining, for her whatever? And like, now we're trying to, the torture post department has to come in and help you dissect all these things and get to the bottom of it,
right?
And help you realize that this is over. It's Jover, in fact.
It's Jover. Interesting theory.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I mean,
I thought so about that hard. Myself. I swear to God, I didn't read about it. But maybe other people have had that same thought.
No, I haven't seen anything about that, but that makes a lot of sense, totally. I was not expecting the imagery of the Tortured Poets Department to like look like that, so I think that does make a lot more sense. I do feel like this album has a lot of like confronting your own issues that kind of developed within a relationship,
100%.
Or like your own like insecurities that have been brought.
Being real with yourself, you gotta be real sometimes.
Yeah.
Also, I wonder if this Tortured Poets Department, as we get the songs and as things come up, I wonder if it'll fill up like a newsroom does. Like, right, you go in and, or you know, a detective like situation. Again, we have to remember this woman named her cats after Olivia Benson and Meredith Grey. So
she loves
a murder mystery. She loves a hospital drama. Yeah. You know, whatever, medical drama. So keep those things in mind. But I wonder, like, are we going to start seeing more? It's like a situation room for like a detective situation, and they put up things and then they start drawing lines together and start doing whatever. So I wonder if that Tortured Poets Department room will fill up and will eventually become like this overflowing, you know, mess that instead of how like sterile it looks right now. Also on the bulletin board inside the Tortured Poets Department room was the calendar, and covering up part of the calendar was a picture of Taylor in her yellow surprise song dress. Riddle me this. Was there another photo of her in a dress as well doing surprise song, but in a different color? And is it green?
I don't know.
Because, I'm telling you right now. It fucking is. I knew it. So she has one. I fucking knew it. I'm in it right now. I'm so in it. So she has the yellow dress version of herself covering up the rest of the calendar for the week following the release, which people are saying that this specific photo of her in the yellow dress, it could be literally any time that she wore a yellow dress to any of them. However, she did perform You're Losing Me in Sydney or in Australia. I don't know if it's Sydney or Melbourne. I think Sydney. Yeah. In the yellow dress, and the last songs of it, you know, the last lyrics are I can't find a pulse, my heart won't start anymore.
Right.
People are thinking that this is now turning into like an autopsy or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But there's another picture on the board next to it that's her doing surprise songs in the green dress. And correct me if I'm wrong, isn't that when she sang Exile in a green dress?
Yeah.
When everybody sang back at her, right?
Yeah. Interesting.
I know, bitch. And then also on this bulletin board, there's a picture of her and Meredith, the cat, but it's inverse, which people are saying is significant for some reason. And people also always are like, Meredith, you know, like, is Meredith dead?
Yeah, which every album release, people think Meredith is dead. I don't really know why. She is older, but
also
cats live forever.
When did she? Oh yeah, look. Okay, wait a minute. When did she? Did she announce? Okay, here's the trio. So I might be wrong about Exile, because look at the green.
Yeah.
Tortured Poets Department is in the back.
Oh, that's when she announced it.
But didn't she announce Tortured Poets with
You're
Losing Me?
This was for the extra, when she did the extra manuscripts, whatever. Or like the extra vinyls.
Interesting. Okay, so never mind. Not Exile then. You're right. Is it the Black Dog?
It could be. Like one of those ones. The Albatross.
Damn.
She announced a bunch of different ones.
I know. Okay, so then they're more recent than I thought. Okay, still, whatever, though. Exile was in a green dress, and I like that theory, so I'm going to keep going with it for myself.
Yeah,
personally.
Sure.
I'm just scrolling in and looking. Say what you're going
to
say?
No, I was going to kind of move to the library at the Grove just because.
Yeah, move back to that.
That's
it. That's all we have for that video.
There was a bunch of people think it's mailboxes or like kind of looks like a grave system, whatever. Right. That had six, which is, six of them are open.
It's not though. It's
it's a card catalog.
Yeah, it's a catalog. library card catalog, which was really making me feel old as fuck. That was a crazy thing. Like
people
were
like, oh, it's like her, like the wedding invites.
Yeah, the wedding invites.
No, bitch, have you ever been to the library when you were like in 2008?
Open the schools, literally. Yeah. Like, open the schools. Kids are not going to the library anymore. Yeah. They don't know what a library.
They also probably have digital. So true. Like,
But library card is so fun.
I know.
I hope that they
and that's how you like find you pull it open and it has like all the names of the books in each section.
Each one has a different letter. Yeah, yeah. It's like A, you know, A through Z, and you go through and whatever.
And
but,
people were saying that they think it was mailboxes, but no. It does look like mailboxes, for sure.
And there are six of them are open. There's a little bit of some paper falling out. There's some lace hanging out, some flowers kind of hanging around. Whatever people think a lot of things about that.
Yeah, there were dead poppies and dead daisies underneath the book that had the lyrics, which is people think are referencing the Great War.
Yep.
Poppies in your hair and don't blame me. Yep. Now I'm your daisy.
I once was poison ivy, but now I'm your daisy.
There was a fountain and a quill pen.
Yep.
No glitter gel pen.
No motherfucking glitter gel pens. And I didn't think we were getting any glitter gel pens. Even even if my theory of Down Bad being a sexy song
I don't think it's going to be like
no, me neither.
Fancy.
I also don't think it would be glitter gel pen written like what's vigilante shit written in? You know what I mean?
I think vigilante shit is
I feel like it's more like down to business, like fountain pen. Yeah, more down to business, like sexy stuff. Like I don't think. Anyway, so no glitter gel. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Save the glitter gel. Someone was like, she took all the glitter gels with her writing TS-12 because to Coachella TS-12 because she's having so much fun and like loving her life.
Yeah.
So good, good. We'll get our glitter gels back eventually, but I'm very happy with
and I feel like there was a lot of glitter gel for
Midnights?
Midnights, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agree. Totally agree.
Then there was a book that said Us, so like the story of Us. There was
so
two of those,
fucking
which
cute.
I loved.
I love the reference to that.
Yeah.
I also love the symbolism with it being up on the shelf.
Yeah, right.
The story of Us is up on the shelf. We're
good
over
good point.
It.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
and
that.
And it was kind of hidden in like a corner of a shelf. It just is cool. Smart placement, I thought.
I think so too.
Love that.
Then there was puzzle pieces in glass containers, like glass jars.
Yeah, I was looking at that for a long time. The puzzle pieces have like repeating letters on them. Each puzzle piece has like A, B, 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 B. Like they all say weird shit. I have no clue what that could be.
No clue.
That might just be like a aesthetic thing.
It's cool. And it could also just be like symbolism for like all the pieces of you are like bundled up and you don't feel like you can put them together anymore or something like that. Like, I don't know.
Or like I have all the words that I want to say. I just don't know how to fit them together or something like that. Or we said all the right things. They just didn't fit together.
Right.
Something along those lines.
And then there's some dried up lavender.
The dried up lavender for the lavender haze is tough. Also dried up Cornelia roses, which they were in with the lavender.
Oh.
There are Cornelia roses. That's what Cornelia is. It's a flower, obviously. Yeah. So to have dried up Cornelia roses is that is right on the nose.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Poor Cornelia Street.
I know. It's funny because I was
like littered with trash. We're going to go down
there.
There
was an apartment
on the ground
available on Cornelia Street. And I sent it to my mom and I was like, oh my God, Cornelia Street, whatever. And she was like, I don't even think you want to live there anymore. Like, it's not like how it used to be.
It is not it. To be honest,
honestly, no joke. She's right.
Cornelia Street is kind of gross. Right now. It's kind of gross all of a sudden.
Because it's in Greenwich Village. So, like, it's right by, like, McDougal Street where, like, all those bars are and
it's
shit.
It's so fucking popping
right there.
In a bad way. Like, not in a desirable place to live. So, you know.
Yeah.
Now Taylor's not there, so who cares?
Right.
Although Anna Wintour does live like around the corner, but like it's so funny in New York how like one street can be trash and the street right next to it
it's
can
crazy.
Be wonderful.
Yeah.
Like it's just so hit or miss.
I also think
Cornelia is not nice right now.
What's her name? Jessica Lange, I believe, lives in Greenwich.
Oh, that's
Village
right, because
well.
You like saw her on the street.
I saw her
in a
being
wheelchair,
pushed
right?
in a wheelchair, and I was like, "Is she okay?"
She's good now.
And
she
then
went
it was
to...
headline news. Yeah. Like Jessica Lange just being pushed in a wheelchair, and I was like, "I literally
was, like,
was on the
son.
Seat."
Her son was pushing her,
and it was some random guy, and I was like, "Who is this freak?"
It was
pushing
her son.
Jessica
it was her son. She had just come back from like something. She was fine. She was at an award show like a week later. Like she was fine.
So funny. I was like, "Oh my gosh, should I take a picture?" I was so confused why she was.
It was you that leaked. photos to the Daily Mail of Jessica Lange in the wheelchair. I saw that tweet and it was fucking hilarious. Like, yeah. When you tweeted, what the hell? Died.
I thought it was hallucinating.
No, that's her. That's our supreme. Supreme witch.
Literally. I was like, that's the supreme. And she looked like the supreme. She had the big black glasses on.
Yeah. She just like is supreme. Like, yeah, she is the supreme like all the time, which I love about her. Love Jessica. Anyway, yeah, Cornelia Street. No.
Yeah, Cornelia Street. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. And then there was a statue of a bust of Diana of Ephesus. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. Ephesus, yeah.
She's the goddess of childbirth and fertility. And the original statue of Diana crumbled while waiting to be shipped to London due to years of neglect.
That's fucking crazy. Lot to unpack here. Whoop. Lot to unpack. And here's the thing. We know that this is the goddess of birth and fertility, right? It's hard to be like talking about birth and fertility.
I don't,
it feels weird.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it sounds like maybe she was wanting to get married, wanting to have kids, waiting around. All this was going on. And he was just kind of dragging his feet, London, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so she crumbled and that's it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's that.
Yeah. I don't really like...
Like, it's hard to speculate. Yeah. Like I was surprised to see this. I love a Greek mythology reference. I was thrilled. However, I was surprised to see this this like very obvious statue. Like everyone, it's like an iconic statue. Everybody knows who that is. Well, people, you know, I didn't until somebody pointed it out to me. But people that know statues knew who it was. And I said, "Oh yeah, that's my girl." And so yeah, but it's I am starting to sense a lot to do with like. She wants kids. You know what I'm saying? Like I think.
Well, I mean,
she's always kind of said that.
How many songs has she written about like marriage and getting married and having?
She wants it. She wants a family, and it sounds like I don't know. I think that there's something going on. I think it's very much the forefront of her brain. Again, as someone where she's a year older than me. Every single one of my friends is pregnant right now, or just had a baby. Like every single one. So it's really like very top of mind. As like the moment in time, like, you know, of course, everybody says like your clock's ticking, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's bullshit, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that is kind of a prevalent thought in your mind at this age.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she's feeling those pressures and kind of, you know, hinting at that. Like, I wonder if there's going to be a song. I don't even know what song would be about that.
Yeah.
Or if there'd be a line like, I wanted kids and you made me fucking wait. And now I had to freeze my eggs and probably get a donor.
Bitch.
Like, or a surrogate, whatever.
Yeah.
What if she had a secret kid this whole time? I would
like Drake.
Yeah, like Drake. You know what I mean, though?
And then like, who's like her enemy? Scooter Braun reveals in a diss track.
Exactly.
I don't like speculating about like.
Neither do I. It just feels weird.
Birth and marriage because it's so different with every person and like you never know. I don't know. It just
it is weird, but it's worth noting that she's bringing it up.
So, I mean,
we should prepare ourselves for the theme, for the idea, for the concept. We should prepare ourselves because, like I said, she
especially like the it crumbled while waiting to be shipped to London.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
She's a modern woman.
Yeah, facts.
That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. And then this one I thought was super. Like, whoa. The nail. Oof. There's a globe and there's a nail on Florida.
Yep.
People were saying it's very interesting that there's a nail instead of like a tack because, you know, or like a pin, like when you like pin your location, whatever. So people think it's like a nail in the coffin.
Absolutely.
Florida is where she was when their breakup was announced. She was in Tampa.
Tampa night one.
Yeah. But the pin is on Miami, which is interesting.
Is it on Miami?
Yeah.
The close up? I didn't really look at the close up. I just saw that it was on Florida.
Yeah.
She's
I don't know if she's going to have a show in Miami.
There in Miami, which again, we might have, you know.
Might have to make our way down there.
Yeah. I think we will have to make our way down there somehow, some way. But wait, I'm just making sure that there's not any shit. Someone tweeted, hereby conduct this post we maloned.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Funny tweet. Okay, good. Nothing new.
Okay, good.
Taylor Swift reveals I is the 10th letter from the department.
Okay.
So here's the...
Fortnite.
Yep.
Right.
Okay, so that's breaking news. Breaking news.
Yep. So we just got I. Does it say what city?
Let's see. Mexico City.
Mexico City. Cool. Okay.
New York snubbed again.
New York snubbed. But it's definitely Fortnite. We can assume that.
It's definitely
for sure.
Fortnite. It has to be Fortnite. Like, let's get real. Anyway, sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. But then there was one last thing, too. Her birthday, Friday, the 13th, December, on a calendar or a little like Target desk calendar. And Friday, the 13th in December is going to be this upcoming December.
This upcoming December, her birthday.
Debut Taylor's version, question mark?
People, we've been thinking that theory for a while. Yeah. I know that we, definitely in this house, we think it. Yeah. Also, the only other Friday the 13th this year will be in October. So people think that, or September, maybe? September,
yeah,
October,
September.
One of them. There's a Friday the 13th.
People think September 13th for rep, for and rep, then December and then, 13th
yeah,
for...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I'm still holding, I like that theory.
I could see
and
that.
And I'm so content with it.
Me too.
I like it, I'm good with it. Like, that's enough time for Torture Pose to breathe.
Yeah.
Or to do most of the tour, all that bullshit, whatever. What was that? Why did I pick up my phone before?
Nail in the coffin.
Oh, I wanted to look at the close up. Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, I'll look at it later. But yeah. There's that. There was also an Karma Hourglass was in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned that. Now at this point, I'm just going through our texts because this girl has a whole thing. Globe lyrics and book, the changes, the puzzle pieces, the calendars. Wedding invites, the typewriter, the two hand. We already said that. We have a video of Jake Shane at the pop up. God, he always gets
that.
It
he's
right.
He's like looking
he's
right
looking
in
for
the cracks.
Easter eggs on the
so
like
funny.
He's right up close to it.
Yeah.
It's incredible. God, he's the best. We should try to get him. See if he would talk to us.
I know.
If he would.
I know.
He's been on everybody else. He talked to all the other girls. We should.
He follows me on Instagram.
Oh no way.
Yeah,
that's great. Perfect.
So maybe I'll hit him up.
People are thinking that the door at the end of the Eras tour when it closes, at the end of Karma, is the door that opens up into the Torture Poets department.
Right.
That's an interesting one. Hold on, let me go into my blog. Oh, I'm already here. Perfect. Got the letters, obviously. Diana, flowers and lace. Oh, my favorite is when they change the lyrics for the at the manuscript at the pop up or whatever. All the people crowd around and they hold up these
umbrellas
to hide it away. Can we see what the umbrellas say? Actually, they all say the same thing. I have no idea what they say though. So there's that. I don't know. Again, we're looking in places we're looking deep. We have that.
I feel like we got everything.
Cornelia flowers. I think we did too. I'm just going through puzzle pieces in a jar, hourglass. Oh, the tambourine. There's a tambourine. Florence Welsh.
Florence,
think.
Definitely Florence.
All the clocks at 2:00. The calendar. Oh, this is what. This is one. The bullet. Did you see the bullet on the ground?
No.
There's a bullet, and people are comparing it to the wondering if I dodged a bullet or just lost the love of my life.
Oh,
which I wonder. Maybe is that the one that she's saying?
I don't know.
Green
dress. Green
dress, maybe.
I don't know.
I loved the joke of there's lace curtains in the thing, and someone goes, T-Swift Eras Tour account says, no one in her generation has made this dramatic of a change yet. No one has made in her generation this extreme of a switch, and she's the first of a generation. It's very scary, but someone has to do it, which is like what JoJo Siwa said about herself.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Fucking dying. Oh, also this Beauty and the Beast rose. There's a rose underneath the glass.
Interesting.
On a shelf, which is very Beauty and the Beast vibes. People think that it might be she's the Beast though, not Belle. She's the one who's been trapped under this thing and waiting to be revealed. Whatever.
Right, yeah, she's the monster
depends.
On the hill. The
she's
beast.
A monster on the hill. The Beast always. They're also giving out bookmarks.
I know.
Jealous.
We can make our own Loki.
Yeah, we can make our own for sure. Turns out Taylor did not go on New Heights.
Yeah,
people were thinking that she was going to go on, or that
no
Travis
surprise.
Was, Travis was FaceTiming her or something. Which, no, I clowned a little bit and thought maybe possibly, maybe she'd come on and be oh, too. Although Travis did talk about Coachella, and he said, "God, I got to see our guy Jack Antonoff, blah blah blah, ripping up the stage," and then he said something he had two guitarists, two drummers, three twos in a row.
Yeah.
And I was like, boy, what?
Yeah.
Are you giving Easter eggs?
Is he doing Easter eggs now? That'd be
so
funny.
So nuts. I'm trying to think. All right. So I think that's all we had for the Grove. Past that, we're just, it's like a waiting game at this point, right? Yeah. Did we go through everything?
Yeah. We have voicemails so much. And DMs.
Oh, and voicemails. Yeah. Oh, good, good, good. All right, so we can get into all that. Yeah. So as far as of this time right now, it is 3:37 on Wednesday. That's all the information that we have. Yeah. Make sure if you want more information on the Easter eggs and things that are going to happen right up until the release, we're going to go live on TikTok and Instagram, the Taylor Watch accounts, to talk about everything that happens between now and then before the release.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. All, you know, hold tight.
Yeah.
Hold tight. Keep don't get bogged down by all the details. We've got you covered, and we'll list it all out.
Because it's going to be very overwhelming.
Extremely.
Your body's going to be all out of whack.
Exactly.
And confused. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows what's going to be going on inside there. Your health's going to go all over the place. So.
It's not made for the weak.
Yeah.
So you need to take care of your body. You need to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Gee, how can I take care of my body, especially for tomorrow?
And that's why this is perfect, because Taylor Watch is sponsored by Care Up.
Care Up. Vitamins. Yes. Take your vitamins.
Yum. Care Up is a health and wellness company that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. Simple acts lead to the biggest differences in your health. Routines don't have to be complicated to be effective. And this spring, Care Of is making it easier than ever to stick to a consistent routine so that you can actually see results. Care Of offers a curated set of products that are designed to work with research-backed ingredients and optimal doses. All you have to do to get started is take a short, simple online quiz about your lifestyle and health goals. I've actually did this. It takes 5 seconds. I know it's always kind of annoying, but like it literally takes.
No, it's quick, and it really helps
you. You have to do it to know your body.
Exactly. Do it to know your body. Also, it helps you think about like what areas you want to focus on.
Yeah.
Like, are you vitamin D deficient?
Right.
Are you iron deficient?
Like your skin or whatever.
Skin, hair growth, stuff like that. It's very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Care Of makes taking your vitamins on the go so convenient with individual daily packs that are perfect for a busy routine. That's also an issue I always have, is like forgetting.
I know.
So that makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Just throw a few in your purse, gym bag, or suitcase, and you're all set.
It's great for traveling, too, doing that. If you want to bring all your vitamins with you, it's like, oh, my God. But they have them all sectioned out. You just put them all together, wrap them up.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about, like, getting all of our vitamins and supplements and stuff on the other line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So mm-hmm. Care Of has been so easy with that because, I don't know what vitamins do what for what. So, taking the quiz and all that stuff has been so much easier, knowing my body and
Absolutely.
All that stuff. So I've noticed a big difference, too. Like, I feel like my hair has been a lot stronger, which
mm-hmm.
is really nice.
Mm-hmm. That's always the first sign. Hair and nails, for some reason, always end up looking good.
Yeah.
Skin looks good. And to be honest, it just, it makes you feel better throughout the day.
Yeah, like getting up in the morning has been easier.
Isn't it so annoying?
Yeah,
I
know.
When people say things like, oh, you should take your vitamins, whatever, and it actually works. It's like, damn it, I could just be making myself feel good all the time if I were to just take my fucking vitamins.
Exactly.
But,
okay, so... For 50% off your
Woo!
First Care Of subscription.
50?
Yes.
Damn.
50.
Run. Don't
50.
Walk.
50. Go to takecareof.com and enter code KEEGS50. That's 50% off your first Care Of subscription order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code KEEGS50. You're
50%.
Not going to want to miss out on 50%
Get
off.
That. Get that, and then we can all be taking the same vitamins and we can all talk about it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
I love that. I always talk about my vitamins in my when I drink my tea on TikTok in the morning.
Yes, yeah.
When I do a little download and I'm always late for work. Yeah. It's my favorite time.
Yes, it's time to sit, relax, mm-hmm. take your vitamins. I feel like your morning routine is very important. So
it's very important.
Yeah.
You gotta, and that's another thing, too, about it with the vitamins. It helps you implement a routine, which we all know. I feel you struggle in a similar way that I do, but I definitely complain about it more. The lack of routine and how ridiculous it is. We got it. This is our routine era, okay, y'all? We're getting on routine. We're getting better. We're getting good. We're getting right.
Yeah.
We need to take a page out of Taylor's book. She's going through her acceptance moment, and she's figuring it all out. She's coming out on the other side, and we all need to do the same. We can't dwell on the past anymore, so we need to take our vitamins. Thank you, Care Of.
Thank you, Care Of.
Okay.
All right, let's jump into voicemails and DMs.
Woo-hoo.
We got a lot of good DMs this time around, so let's do the voicemails first.
Perf.
Okay, ladies. So this is Madeline from Texas, and I'm calling with some kind of delusional ideas about the TTPD release on Friday.
Obviously.
So,
I like delusions sending like enjeux,
as we all
like bridesmaids.
Seen by now, Taylor posted today, as of Saturday, on her story, an Apple Music story with the TTPD logo that literally has clue emojis on it. Now, if you go to her homepage on Apple Music, it says TTPD to be released April 21st. But when you click on TTPD and scroll to the bottom, it says release April 19th, the date we've all been told about.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom, it also shows other versions of TTPD with another TTPD album listed. Look, I don't know. Maybe this is just me being crazy, as always, about our girl, but just had to share and share the delusion with somebody. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks, Madeline.
Thank you for sharing. And I'm also...
She said on Apple Music?
Yeah, wait, I'll look it up.
Yeah, so it says April 19th, 2024 on Apple Music. And then it says other versions, the Tortured Poets Department underneath. And then it's like a different...
Hold on, I'm speechless. Taylor version. Swift... Gia.
What?
It says, the Tortured Poets Department, coming April 21st, 2024. The download, it says it right there.
Yeah.
Remember when I don't know when this was, I made a mistake and I was like.
You said
April 21st. I said April
21st.
I was like, why am I saying that?
Yeah.
Maybe I saw it here?
Probably. So, yeah, so I wonder if this has to do with
the
two theory.
But then if you click on it. Right. But then
if you
click
on
it,
it says April 19th.
It doesn't even say anything for me if you click on it.
Okay. It says
here.
It on my laptop, April 19th.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, sorry. When you scroll down, it says okay. April 19th. But what the fuck is that April 21st, coming April 21st?
Yeah, I don't know. So maybe it's like, you know what? Maybe it could be like a deluxe edition with all the vinyl songs on it.
True. Wouldn't that be so nice?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Hey, you know what else, by the way?
Hey.
Hey, you know what else I noticed?
What?
I swear to God, Gia, there's beef with UMG. There has to be beef because there was something else.
You said merch? Like her merch, she's selling it like through something else now.
Oh
right?
Yeah, the warehouse. There's like a warehouse that she used to work with through Taylor Nation. Some Swiftie went crazy deep on this and like into the shipping labels and where the merch was coming from and whatever.
Insane.
And it was an old shipping place that she used to use before UMG in conjunction with Taylor Nation and whatever. So people think that she's like distancing herself, myself included. But I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, at this point.
They're embroiled in scandal right now.
Yeah. It's
no offense, but.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So keep our eyes peeled. And April she blocked 21st. Off the rest of the week. Clearly there's more things coming.
Yeah. This
that
could also
week.
Go along with the two theory, like two
totally.
Albums. I don't know. Maybe.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't know.
Two versions.
Two
light
versions.
And dark. Like, yeah. I don't know. There's something to it. Mirror album. Like, I don't know. There's something to that.
Right.
Thank you for that. Love that, Madeline.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
Madeline.
Hey, girls. It's Libby from St. Louis.
Hi,
Libby. I am calling because obviously yesterday Taylor gave us that fabulous calendar video. I am really talking specifically as a Reputation clown. I don't know.
This.
I mean, there's the black record on the ground in the Midnight's room.
Tell me
there's,
about it.
You know, all the clocks and stuff. Do we think we're going to get it? I'd love to hear your theories. All right. Thanks. Bye.
So there was, when I was at the Chicago QR code, there was a lot of girls there who were clowning for rep.
Of course. The clowns are everywhere. That's what I'm saying.
They
like,
are.
Well, but we're in shame. We're living in shame. Like, we're living with this paint all over our faces because we are clowns and one day we'll be able to wipe it all off.
Yes.
But like, you can't, we can't hide because we're living, well, we're clowns.
There was this six mailboxes open. So they were like, oh, six, Reputation, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then error 321. 321 adds up to six.
Yep,
so
yep,
people
yep.
like, oh, Reputation.
321 also reminds me of 123, Let's Go, Bitch.
That's true. But a lot of, there was this one girl there who made a good point. Like when she released Midnights, she gave it time before and after the release, like to breathe. Like there was nothing really before Midnights came out and nothing really after Midnights came out.
Yeah.
So she thinks it's going to be like the same with TTPD. Like nothing's going to come out reputation wise probably for a while.
I agree with that. Like, right. The only thing that keeps me from like totally clowning is, well, I mean, I guess makes me continue to clown and not like, I don't know, the verbiage, I can't figure it out.
Right.
Is that she doesn't like to stack them up. She's never, not with any of her albums has she like stacked them up. The closest we've ever gotten, like, new albums back-to-back were Folklore and Evermore.
And I just that was, like, a couple months, wasn't
it? And
it
was a few months, yeah. It was, like, December and it was August and December.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, which is still, that's far away. That's, you know, 4 months, whatever. I still think that that it's interesting how much it's in the conversation. I think an announcement is still on the horizon. I think that we have to, like, an announcement will come.
Yeah.
I don't know when that will be. But no, I don't think we'll actually get the album or anything.
Yeah. I also think she likes to just like throw maybe. Playing. Yeah.
She loves this game. Yeah. But I love going back to the original theory, that girl, that tweet from like, I don't even know how long ago, she was like, you know, Taylor said, no way y'all are going to get Reputation until you hear both sides of the story. Like,
right.
So I feel very much that like Torture Poets Department is going to make us think differently of Reputation in the same way that so many of those Lover songs being put on that Denial playlist made us think differently of Lover. Mm-hmm. And it's going to warp our perspective of the whole thing in terms of her love story. But really what I think is that Torture Poets is going to come out. We're going to see the truth. We're going to see, you know, the thought process behind it, all that bullshit. And then we'll have time to like reassign Reputation. Like, cause just because
I feel like we already have,
we already totally have, but just because these songs were written during that time doesn't mean they have to always be about him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think that we need some time to grieve, to get over it, to say we're done with him and then reassign Reputation to Travis and then it will come out. And then, and then I Did Something Bad will be, you know, getting kissed on the back of the neck at Coachella.
Getting lifted up in the air. Yeah.
Oh, so cute. So that's how I feel about Reputation. In like a real, real way, I don't think it's coming.
I don't think it's coming either, unfortunately.
Yeah. I know.
Hi, Gia and Kelly. Hi. By the time you hear this, Tortured Poets will be out. Ah!
Not true, but
not true, but close.
Thinking about, as I'm getting my game plan for how I'm going to listen to the album at midnight, I started to think, you know, this time, I'm 3 years from now, 5 years from now, I'm going to look back and remember where I was when I heard this album for the first time.
Yeah.
Just like where I know exactly where I was, where I heard Midnights for the first time. I was in my first apartment after college.
Cute.
I know where I was when I heard Reputation for the first time.
Same.
Even Speak Now and Fearless, too. So we're really just getting in line for history, basically. I would love to hear your favorite monumental moment, your favorite Taylor Swift album release memory. And I hope the album's out by now, and I hope we love it just as much as we have expectations
for. One more day.
I love you guys. Can't wait to hear your take on it.
Love you.
Thanks, Queen.
And love that question.
Yeah, very good question.
Because she's so right. I remember them all, mostly. Or the more recent ones, I would say.
Yeah.
I remember 1989. I remember Reputation.
I remember Reputation. I don't remember 1989. I obviously remember Folklore Evermore for sure.
I remember Lover as well.
Oh, I remember Lover, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember Midnights, obviously.
Yep.
I remember all the Taylor's versions too, but I can't remember like Red, 1989. That's when it starts to get Speak Now, Fearless. Like I was so young.
I don't remember. I don't remember. The first three.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was. I do remember, I have very specific memories of like,
I remember,
new
like,
22 songs
coming out.
That I remember I was in college. And that was like a fun, that was just fun at the time.
Yeah.
But in college, like my friends are all Swifties and we all really like her, but we didn't go as buck wild for her at that time. Like when Red came out, like we loved Red and people wanted to go. I remember, my friend Julia was saying that she remembers trying to go to the Red concert and like wasn't able to go. And I thought back to myself, like, why did I not even try to go to that concert? But I was in school and maybe it just didn't like line up with my schedule at the time. Like, I don't know. I was so obsessed with school and it was like, I couldn't miss a weekend. God forbid I missed one frat party. Like, I always talk about that. I like get mad at myself sometimes when I think back of
like
all
not
of the
going
things
abroad
I didn't
and stuff.
Do.
Yeah.
Right. Like not going abroad. Yeah. I get so pissed at myself for that. Fucking stupid. Go abroad. The frat parties are not worth it.
Yeah.
I promise. They were always the same. But so the later albums though, like once I got to New York, 1989 is like really the first one I remember. That one I was in my very first apartment and that was exciting.
I was in Florida. I think I'll never forget, I was in Florida when Folklore was released. Mm-hmm. It was a surprise, obviously. I put my headphones on and I'll never forget hearing like, I'm doing good, I'm on some new shit. And I was I literally was like, my life is about to be changed forever.
It's
literally.
So good.
Yeah.
I was for Folklore and Evermore, I was sitting, both times, I was sitting in my bed in my Chelsea apartment that I no longer live in, the apartment I lived in before this, my tiny ass one bedroom, fourth floor walk up, like so alone and so like tiny and whatever. And it felt very cozy and it felt very like Folklore Evermore
totally
to me for some reason. Reputation, I'm having a lot of internal struggle when it comes to all of this, because as always, Taylor's life and my life are parallel somehow. And you know that I, and I've made it clear over the years on the other line, blah, 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 that I have a hard time in relationships or just like with the idea of love, marriage, anything, whatever, after I went through a really bad breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with this person when Reputation came out. And we were living together, mm-hmm. and it was this whole thing. And I remember listening to it and thinking, like, oh, my God, this is a love album. This is my life right now. Like, this is amazing, whatever. And then yeah. we broke up. I got dumped. I got dumped. And I was so shocked by mm-hmm. it. And to be honest, Gia, I feel like I've been sitting in, like, a limbo since then, like, since that time. And I suddenly am kind of, like, coming out of it, finally, in this, like, it's been years now.
Yeah.
It's been so many years. But that's how, like, deep these cuts run. But looking back on Reputation and how Taylor is now looking back on it as, like, I was delusional, I have this, that, whatever. I think back on it and I'm like, wow, so was I. Like, that's crazy. But it kind of feels like I've been sitting in the basement for 6 years just like this, but for not quite the same, you know. But it, for me, I don't know. I think that this new album is going to be healing for me from that, because I just feel like I've never really addressed it. I've never dealt with it.
Yeah.
I've just kind of pretended, like, oh, get over it. Everyone tells you, get over it. And I never really have. Not that I, like, it's the feeling of it. I've never really gotten
more
over
than,
I'm very much over the, the relationship. Yeah. Fucking over that relationship. But, like, it's tough when you
more like
think,
the feeling that relationship gave you. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which, now thinking back about Reputation, like I said, and how she's kind of like, you know, let's hear both sides of the story situation. It's kind of shedding a new light on it. So when I think back about when Reputation came out, I remember being so excited and, like, listening to it and like, so pumped up. And it was my excitement was tolerated, certainly.
Right.
Was it, like, celebrate? You know, I was alone in that. I was alone in my excitement with it. And it was whatever. And I tried to, like, play it all the time. And, you know, he was, like, receptive to it. Didn't dislike it or anything. Like, it was fine. But it felt very much like, okay, cute. Like, you and you're whatever. So when I think about Reputation's, like, that makes me think of, like, I have conflicting feelings.
Right.
Especially because it's one of my favorite albums.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, fuck.
Interesting.
But, yeah. Midnights, I was in my new place. And that felt great. Midnights felt like.
Yeah, Midnights, I was with Madeline. I
was in a Lavender Haze when Midnights came out. Like,
right.
It was a great time for me. Midnights was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really have, like, anything. Because I feel like the timing of, like, my relationships and stuff, like, always is not on the same. Well, actually, me and Taylor are both. We're announced our breakups in April.
True. That is true.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
So
you've kind of been waiting, but you, I feel.
Midnights, I developed more of a relationship after my breakup.
Right.
So.
Right.
I didn't have that initial relationship with it. The only one that I really felt like was like when I heard Folklore for the first time, like I was just in shock. I remember I wrote each song down in my notes app and like wrote down like what that song meant to me and like how it related to me.
No, that's so sweet. Yeah,
I
love that. I
just felt like she was really like just reading my mind. So 100%. It was so crazy. And then Evermore, I was like with all my high school friends and we like drove around Chatham just like the entire, like listening to each song all the
Evermore
way through.
Evermore is such a home nostalgia album.
Totally. Especially with like
so
Tis the Damn Season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dorothea. Like,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, and when we were listening to Tis the Damn Season, we were like, oh my God.
Like
she knows us.
is us.
Yeah.
I like it too. Like maybe that's us being like elitist East Coast bitches, but I think like all of her like seasonal home for the winter, like that shit is so like,
East Coast. Yeah.
So
East totally,
Coast. Like,
totally.
Everything about it is so good.
Like in the parking lot, like in the church.
Yeah,
whatever.
Totally.
Yeah.
I also wonder, well, you can ask this question, obviously. Do you think you announced your breakup and at the same time you guys were breaking up at the same time?
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like it seemed like Taylor got over it quick because she got a new boyfriend, kind of whatever. But now we know that the breakup had been going on for years.
Yeah,
like it wasn't so crazy. Do you feel like you kind of processed? Like, are you going to need this album to help process some
I think
shit?
So, yes.
Yeah,
for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Our girl Madeline was saying that. I talked to her on trivia this morning.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was saying the same.
Yeah.
She needs it for processing
purposes. Totally. I think this will be a very cathartic album for me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I wish the wounds were a little bit still more fresh, but
sure.
That's okay.
You can always rip them back open.
Yeah, totally.
No, don't
and
do
I
it.
And I probably will
no,
with this album.
You will.
Yeah.
We all will. We all will. Wait, before you play, one more. I was talking to Bestie Charles, and we were discussing this. Do we think that Taylor had to like let Joe hear this album.
No.
No way, right?
No way.
I said maybe if he like...
Maybe if they were still together. It, like Beyonce let Jay-Z listen to Lemonade.
True.
Yeah, I think if they were still together, yes. But no way.
No way, right?
No way in hell.
I was conflicted. I didn't know because I'm like, is he somebody that would like go out and be like, oh, you're slandering me? Like,
no.
I don't know. He just kind of feels...
That's crazy.
But you're right. That would be crazy.
Like, what do I owe you?
To be like, hey, by the way, here's this. Right. Yeah. Totally. Okay.
Wait, who's bestie Charles?
Charles, my British bestie.
Oh, I don't think I've ever met him.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, you've not met him. Yeah. But I talk about him all the time.
Oh, I don't know him.
He's British and is a massive Swiftie.
Oh, slay.
So he should come on one day.
I would love that.
He would love that. He honestly hints about it all the time. He's always like, oh, that's a great topic. Maybe I should come on to discuss. And I'm always like, yeah. We'll plan to have him on.
That's hilarious.
He's fantastic.
Okay, this is a very quick question that I thought was funny. Just want to start off by saying I love you ladies, love the podcast, and love this safe space you've created for all of us Swifties. My question is a silly one, but do you think Taylor knows who Teresa Giudice is?
Oh, God.
The scream I let out when I saw that pic, Rosita.
We forgot to talk about that the other day. Taylor took a picture.
Didn't come out until a little later.
Right, it was later on, yeah. I think, after we'd already recorded. Taylor took a picture with Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I didn't realize that she was the girl like in the pink cowboy outfit. I was like, who is that girl in the pink cowboy outfit? Because she's like in
Teresa.
All the videos.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking Teresa, which is crazy. I think, definitely. I think she knows who she is.
Yeah.
I think that Taylor... She knows enough about like pop culture, reality TV, like stuff like that. She might not be a diehard like Housewives fan or anything, but I'm positive she knows like the main stars. And like, I'm sure she knows Teresa. She probably knows like Countess Luann. She probably knows like the big names. You know what I mean? So yes, I think that she knows Teresa, which is so hilarious to think about. You know, I met Teresa. She did a way back in the day when I was working at a jewelry boutique on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Shout out Attachments. It's still there, I believe. We did, when she came out with a cookbook, we did a cookbook signing at the
jewelry boutique.
And I met her. And and she was just the same. She's exactly what you think.
Of course. That's not surprising at all.
It was amazing. She was really nice. She was great. Yeah. I have the cookbook somewhere.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, loves. I'm in a bit of a pickle trying to decide how I will listen to TTPD. Mm. One of my best friends wants to listen together, but we will absolutely have to listen to it at her boyfriend's house, who bitches about Taylor Swift and makes fun of her and me for loving her. Should I just listen to the album by myself instead? I don't want to hurt my friend's feelings, but I also don't want to deal with her boyfriend minimizing my excitement. It's not my boyfriend, so I can't really tell him to kindly shut the fuck up.
This is a great question.
Why doesn't she come to your place?
Yeah, why is it the only option that you have to go to her boyfriend's house?
Is he holding her hostage?
Right. Like, what's the deal with
that? Yeah, that's kind of...
Because I kind of think... Well, like, maybe her place is like, she just can't have people over. It's like not big enough or something.
Yeah,
whatever.
Maybe.
In that case, I say listen to it on your own, because if I were to go to somebody's house and it's my best friend and we're excited, we're having a whole night, whatever, and their boyfriend's going to come in and be like, oh, you're dumb shit.
No, I'm going out.
I can't deal with it. No, I would lose my shit.
Yeah.
I would, in fact, break that boundary and say, kindly shut the fuck up. Like, I don't care that you're not my boyfriend. I don't care like who you are. You're nobody to me. Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, facts.
Don't even like instigate that. You know, you don't even want that to be a possibility to happen. Or... you say to your bestie, hey girl, I'm down to come over, but you got to talk to your boyfriend first.
Yeah, like I don't want his vibes.
He can't rain on our parade because we're about to have fun, and you have to beg him, ask him, and then that girl has to go ahead and be like, why do you hate on something I love? The same advice we always give everybody else who has problems with this.
Yeah.
And get to the root of that.
Yeah.
Because, you cannot, this is too big of a day.
Too big.
To be salted by somebody's bad attitude.
Yeah, either have her come to your place or just honestly listen to it by yourself if you don't feel comfortable saying anything to her about it. Because, like, I think if it's, like, your bestie that you're going to listen to Taylor Swift with, like, I think you'd just be like, hey, like, I want, like, bestie vibes, like, girl vibes. Like,
totally.
Let's just
Like, oh, I wish it was just the girls. Yeah. I love saying that. I'm like, oh, girls' night.
Yeah,
like, I wish
too.
It was girls' night. Like, whatever. Yeah, I think try to get him out of the equation in any way possible. This is just too big of a night.
Yeah,
too big
agreed. Of a night. No men allowed.
You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, my name is Maddie, lifelong Swiftie. Music video Friday? ?
Ooh.
So excited. Is there a certain track you're hoping for or that you think the video is for? I know we just kind of discussed this. Mm. Part of me thinks that it will be the title track, but I have no idea because I think it could be one of the songs with features. Either way, I'm just so ready for Friday.
I am too, and I very much think it's Fortnite, because you know why? Weren't there rumors that Post Malone was doing they had already done a music video? Like, I feel like there were rumors of
also,
people being like,
interesting
in
enough,
LA, they did one already.
Yes, and Patrick Mahomes did an interview recently, like literally like 2 or 3 days ago or yesterday. And he was talking about Taylor.
Oh, I saw.
And he was like, she's so hardworking. Like, she's either doing this. She's shooting a music video. She's doing that. And
wow.
Everyone's like, so you're saying she shot a music video.
So she's in a music video?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, good thing it's, like, right on the heels of it.
Yeah. So it has to be.
That's so funny. Did he say that after she announced? Probably not.
No, it was before.
That's
before
incredible.
Before the letter stuff, for
right,
sure.
Right,
before
right.
the Fortnite letter stuff. So, like.
That's amazing.
Obviously, now we know that it's probably going to be Fortnite, but I wish it was something fun, not fun, but like it would be cool to see like, but Daddy, I love him, and have it be like Little
so
Mermaid
agree, and
or
she's
something.
Right, and
yeah.
she's like dressed
she's
as Ariel the whole
yeah,
time.
That'd be cool.
It would be obsessed with that.
Yeah.
Because remember, she did dress up as Ariel for Halloween.
Yeah,
we keep talking about that, and that was the time where Joe didn't come. Mm. He didn't come to the Halloween party or something.
Right.
People say. I don't know how true that all is.
Yeah.
This is just what people say on Twitter. Yeah, I think we're pretty safe on it being Fortnite post
yeah.
Malone. Which I'm really excited for that
so
song.
Excited.
I just love Post
Do you think
Malone.
It's going to sound like the AI? Or I don't know if it's AI or if it's leaked. Have you heard the
I don't,
leaked
I have.
One of it?
I listened to it a little bit.
Never made it clear, never made it right.
It just
I've been waiting here going on a Fortnite.
It sounds.
It's kind of a banger.
You know, it's a banger for yeah. sure. But I wonder, right, is it real? Is it not?
Yeah.
Is it AI? It does kind of sound like AI. Like
yeah, it does.
AI make a Post Malone Taylor Swift song. It would totally sound like that.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, you know, we'll have to see what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Do we think it's going to be up? Well, who produced? Jack or Jack is on it, right?
Yeah, it's Jack.
Okay. So it'll probably be more upbeat.
Yeah.
We're thinking. Yeah.
And it's Jack and a Post as
and
well.
And Post himself. Yeah,
yeah.
Austin Post. Oh, he's so cute.
Austin
cutie.
Post,
I met him
yeah.
too at
yeah.
Posty Fest. I talk about it all the time. I just love to name drop. I don't get too often. I think, though, people forget, I know we discussed this a little bit when we first found out that Post was going to be on the show or on the album, mm-hmm. On the album that he does a sad song really well.
Mm-hmm.
I Fall Apart is a
yeah.
great
Stay.
Post Malone. Stay, great yeah. Post Malone song to listen to. If you're not a Post Malone fan already, I highly encourage you to go listen to his Stony album.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the best one for his sad boy shit. And then Beer Bongs and Bentleys is also pretty good.
Yeah.
But it has a little more of that like upbeat vibes. But Stony is really, really good.
Yeah.
Also Better Now on Beer Bongs and Bentleys is good, but it's fast, you know. Let's see. Yeah. No Option is good. I Fall Apart. Yeah, yeah. I'm just you know, pumping
yeah.
out my boy Post. But
love him.
So we're in good hands.
Yeah.
Great choices in Post Malone and Florence Welch.
Yeah.
People aren't talking about that enough. I
would love
think.
A Florida music video too.
I would love that as well. So interested in
I know,
that.
I'm so interested in what it's gonna sound like. Mm-hmm. It has to have that Florence sound for sure.
Gotta.
Yeah.
That's to say, we saw the tambourine up there.
Exactly.
What could that be there for?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this isn't a question, but I thought it was a really sweet message, so I want to read it.
Oh, yay.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. My name is Allie. I live in Buffalo, and I've been watching you guys on Taylor Watch for a while now.
Oh,
I just wanted to text and say how much I appreciate your podcast and how much joy you ladies bring to me and many others as well.
Aww.
I'm coming out of a rough few years of being pretty depressed and self-isolating pretty badly, which resulted mm-hmm. in me losing friends. During that time, Taylor became kind of my only friend, which is kind of embarrassing, I know. I feel that, girl.
Feel that, though.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed.
But for a while, I felt like I was kind of confiding in her by listening to her music, and she made me feel so understood when I felt so alone. Then I found you guys. You made me feel even less alone. Listening to you guys every week is something I look forward to so much and Aww. Really helped me during a time that was so difficult for me. Anyone who has dealt with depression knows that finding moments of joy and calm can be so difficult when you're mm-hmm. dealing with it, and I just wanted to know... I just wanted you guys to know how much you helped me and were there for me in a way without even knowing.
Oh my God,
I know,
stop.
So
I am crying. Oh
anyways, you're great and Taylor Watch brings a smile to my face every week. Thanks for being you. P.S. for Kelly, my favorite Taylor song is also The Lakes.
Oh my God,
thank
and she's
you,
a Lakes
Allie.
Girlie? Oh girl,
yeah.
I know your depression is deep then if you're a Lakes girl. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm literally crying. That's
I know.
So sweet.
Very,
I love
very
those messages.
Sweet message. I know.
That good. I'm glad that we can, you know, it's so fun for us to record this pod, and all week we've been seeing like stuff on Twitter that's like, it's so hard being a Swiftie with a full time job, like
yeah.
whatever. But this, like, it's our full time job to be able to do this.
Yeah, and
it's just awesome,
so awesome,
and it's
so fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and
yeah.
it feels good. And I'm glad that it's translating because we have fun doing it, and we, you know, we love keeping up, we love hearing from you guys,
yeah.
we love how we feel like we're a part of this community that obviously already existed, but like. you know, we're making our own little bubble over here.
Yeah, totally. And
we
like,
want everybody to come in and feel good and just be yourself and not fucking worry about, you know, worry about anything. Worry about getting judged. Worry about feeling bad because you like Taylor Swift. Worried about feeling, you know, too emotional.
Yeah,
or
like you feel like too connected to her. Like, girl, I get you. Like,
100%.
Yeah.
There is no such thing.
No, there's no such thing. Yeah.
You can feel connected. And I'm sorry that you went through or going through still a hard time. Depression will fucking kick your ass.
I know.
It always does.
I know. But yeah, exactly.
And
like,
it's hard.
It's good to find like outlets where you can find like little pieces of joy and just
moments of peace. That's all it's about.
Yeah, totally.
You gotta have it to keep you sane. You know, you can't be dwelling all the time. It's exhausting. You get so tired doing that. And so I'm so happy to hear that we can help alleviate that pressure a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
Alleviate that stress.
Thanks for that message, Allie. I appreciate
it. Oh my God, move me to tears.
Yeah.
Precious angel. Love you.
Okay. Yeah, I love you too. Let's go to next question.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly and Gia. Absolutely love the pod. I look forward to listening every Tuesday and Thursday. I have a question I want to get your thoughts on. With TTPD coming out on Friday, I wanted to get your thoughts on whether you think I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can will be about Maddie Healy. The song title looks like a song title from the 1975. Do you think this song will be like a Dear John, which sounds exactly like a John Mayer song, or be in the style of a song from the 1975?
Wait a minute. I fucking love that.
Yeah, it's a good question. Does Dear John sound like a John Mayer song?
Yes. Oh, yeah. She starts off with like the...
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
I love this. I don't know why I've not seen this theory before. Why nobody said this before. I now hope for this.
Yeah.
That's a Jack song, right?
Yes.
I can fix him. No, really, I can. Yeah.
Yep.
No, really, I
can't. Yeah, Taylor Swift, Jack, Auntie,
enough. And you're... And
why did I just say it like that?
Jack got off.
Jack Antonoff. But yeah, so I'm assuming it'll be a little bit more, not upbeat, but like a little bit more moving and grooving, maybe.
I think so. 1975 vibe is so perfect.
Yeah, like, because it is a really long title.
It's a long title. It's also, they always do long titles. They always do parentheses. They do all that bullshit. And Matty Healy's got to get it at some point. You know what I mean? You might as well throw him in here. He swooped in right when the breakup was happening.
Yeah.
Like he, you know
and
what
he's
I mean?
The
like
type of person that you think you can fix.
100%.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, he's not so bad. He's not so bad. Yes, he is. But yes, he is, girl. Like he's beyond repair at this point.
Wait, did I read the end? Did I read the end? Well, where she said her name? Lauren from, this question's from Lauren from Ohio. I just wanted to shout her out.
Hey girl. Hey Lauren from Ohio.
But yeah, I feel like.
Interesting.
It's definitely either about Joe.
This is
but
so good. Lauren, great.
Great question.
I don't know if you thought of this on your own or you read it or something, but like great, great, great.
I didn't even think about the Dear John thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts about Dear. It's, let's play the very beginning.
Yeah, I totally. Right, with the guitar for sure. How did I not even put that together?
Ready?
Yeah.
That right there.
Yeah.
That's
so John Mayer. Yeah.
You might as well put his name in the fucking
interesting
song.
So if we hear some like
she did
synth,
she literally did
right if we hear some like synth popness then
with Jack on it, I feel we could definitely get that. I also so think that Jack is like her like bitchy gossip bestie, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Aaron is there to bring out the emotions, I think, and to really like help her be in touch with herself and like confront things. And I think Jack sort of does the same, but he also lends himself more to like the bitchy gossip part of things, where it's like, we're doing this and we're gonna stick it to him.
Yeah.
And you know, you get shit done with Jack for
sure. For sure.
And I feel like, Matty Healy needs to get a guy. Like it's
been,
I know that we all want to forget it, but she said, this song is for you. You know who you are. I love you. Like, I'm trying to get that image out of my head still, and I can't.
No, I'm
it
literally
must be addressed.
Trying to trauma block that.
It must be addressed.
Yeah.
And so Lauren from Ohio, spot
shout
on.
Out.
Now I really hope that song is
like
that.
Yeah, we'll keep that in mind for sure when we're listening to it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, girls. I love the podcast. It's the best days of my week.
Yay.
I'm so excited for Tortured Poets Department release, but I have just one little problem. My husband, who I've been married to for 9 years, thinks some of Taylor's songs I love and play often are disturbing for someone happily married to enjoy. In particular, songs like Better Man, Woulda, Coulda, Should've, I Bet You Think About Me, August, and The One.
Yeah.
I tried to tell him enjoying sad songs doesn't reflect my feelings about our marriage at all. I'm just a sad girl.
Yeah.
I enjoy feeling very deep emotions. By the way, I also play plenty of Taylor's more upbeat and happy songs, but sometimes I get a kick out of playing a song like Woulda, Coulda, Should've on repeat while I'm cleaning. And he says, it's really hard to imagine I'm truly happy in our relationship to listen to a song like that. I brought up to him that he likes to listen to Chicago drill rap music, but I don't think he wants to sell drugs or murder anyone. I really don't see how it's different. Personally, I just think he's insecure. Any tips or advice on how to get him to accept my love for a great T.S. sad song that has nothing to do with him? I really don't want him ruining my tortured poet's experience. Thanks again, ladies, and love your show. Keep up the amazing work.
That is fucking hilarious, one. Also, two, this happens all the time.
Yeah, this is an issue that I had in my last relationship. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I will never forget one time we were driving up to upstate New York, and I was like playing my music, and my ex was like, is this like really all you listen to? Like, just all this sad music? I'm like,
he sucked. Sorry, but like, ugh. It's like, wah, wah. Like, fuck off.
And I was like, yeah, like, just because I'm sad, just because I like sad music, like, doesn't mean, like, I'm sad right now. Like, I just like driving, like, in a car and, yes, like, getting existential. You know what 100%. I mean?
100%. Like, what people don't, or what I think that guys have a hard time grasping, and I only say guys, it could be girls, whoever it is, who is thinking, like, how could you listen to that song if you're happy and whatever? Just because you're in a time in your life where you're happy and things are great and everything's perfect doesn't mean that you haven't at one point in your life felt the way that these songs make you feel.
Yeah.
And it's nice to listen to these songs because it's for sad girls like us. Sad songs bring out emotions in me where otherwise I'm usually shoving them down deep. So it's like it gives you the chance to like express those feelings, get them out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Has nothing to do with the present, whoever you're dating, the person that's around you right now, whatever, your husband, whoever it is. It's just like I haven't let myself feel sadness in a while. And this is just like the key to unlocking it.
Yeah.
And I can imagine feeling that way and I can imagine being in that place. And I think a lot of the time people do underestimate our ability to, our imaginations. We have very active, Swifties have very active imaginations.
Yeah.
And whether we're imagining ourselves in that situation or we're imagining ourselves as Taylor and sympathizing, I think that a lot of the time, like, I'll listen to these songs and I'll feel heartbroken, not for myself, but for her.
And sometimes I think about, like, my friends.
Always. Yeah. My friends, my family. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, Marjorie comes around, I'm crying. I'm thinking about my Nana.
Yeah.
About, like, all shit like that. And I think that, like, it's just nice to kind of, it's almost like reading a book. You disassociate. Watching a movie, you disassociate.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to these sad songs and you put yourself in that mindset. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's your mindset, right? Like, you know, in life.
Totally.
It just means that you're listening to it.
And think about, oh, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, where it becomes a problem is if it is, like, the only thing you do is listen to the sad song and you're wallowing and it, like, bleeds into your personality. Like, say you are listening to sad songs and then you're done listening and then the rest of the night you're moping around, you're depressed, you're this, you're that, and it's like, babe, what's wrong? It's like, oh, I was listening to sad music all day. It's like, all right, well, now it's bleeding into your life and affecting your real mood. Whereas sometimes if I'm listening to sad songs, like in the car or whatever, blah, blah, I'll get to the destination, I'll be like, oh, man, what a good ride. What a good time. Like, woof, now let's party. Like, now let's whatever.
Yeah. It's like I pregame to sad music sometimes.
No, honestly, right.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, get out of my system. Like, you know, whatever.
And think about Taylor right now. I mean, like, she's been writing this album that we are assuming is going to have somewhat of, like, a melancholic, sad tone. Mm-hmm. And she's in a very happy, beautiful relationship right now. So, like, you can want to release emotions while being in, like, a certain situation, just like you said, like, it's a good way to get things out that maybe you haven't. And, like, sometimes you just want to listen and clean your room to what it could have, should have, and scream about your girlhood.
And yell, damn, she never would have danced.
Yeah, like, it's fun.
Like, I don't have a, like, I wasn't, like, taking advantage of it at 19, but I still sing that song loud as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's different. You can call upon those feelings. It doesn't necessarily mean you are actively feeling them at that time. So just don't let him, tell him to cool his jets, you know? tell him to get in touch with his sad side. Maybe he's having trouble emoting. Think of himself in that way. Like, it's not a,
do you need to release something?
Yeah. Sometimes I worry that guys are, I don't want to say, like, afraid of Taylor Swift or, like, intimidated by it or whatever, because they think inherently all of the music is, like, anti-man.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sometimes it can, one way to look at it, but also I think it's
my brother, like, loves her,
right? Yeah. And we have a ton of guy friends who love Taylor as well, but they're the ones who recognize that she's just showing emotion, and it's not necessarily directed at guys. She's just, like, being honest with her emotions.
Yeah, it's not gender specific.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe some guys are you know, are unfamiliar with that. Mm-hmm. And maybe they need to get a little more familiar with it.
Yeah.
Get on the couch. Be like, invite them. Invite them to listen to the new album. Be like, let's cry about this. Let's yeah. let's break this yeah, down, like, and let's feel bad for our girl together.
Yeah.
And see how he feels. He might not like that, but you never know.
Okay, last one. Okay. I don't think this one is a question from what I remember, but it's funny. Hi, Kelly and Gia. This is more of an appreciation note than a question.
Ooh,
wanted
you.
To start by saying hi and that I love Taylor Watch so much. I went to the Eras Tour in Chicago and have to say the Taylor High should be studied, for my obsession mm-hmm. has not decreased, but only increased in an unhealthy level. The reason I'm sending you a text today is to say that your podcast and ideas from your podcast has inspired my friends and I to start our own Taylor Swift club.
Ooh,
we meet
yay.
Monthly with an agenda to discuss all things Taylor.
Oh my God, how fun! So cute.
We debrief your theories and thoughts on all things. This past meeting, we gave each other homework. My one friend has to re-listen to Lover and give it another chance. Another has to listen to all the newly released Vault tracks more in depth. And for myself, it was to dive into Debut. Also, for our next meeting, we'll be doing our first ranking and or draft for TTPD.
Obsessed.
Can't wait to hear all about Paris and Dave's Taylor Swift jacket.
Yay.
Love you both. Keep up the good work and Godspeed. Love, Megan. P.S. I might die when Reputation Taylor's version drops.
Yep.
I'm more convinced than ever that she's just going to drop it. No clues, no nothing.
That's what everybody thinks, obviously. Yeah, no explanation, only Reputation.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that for sure. I'm glad. Thank you for that note. I love hearing that. I love that everybody is coming together and having fun.
Yeah,
and,
so
and,
cute.
You know, doing stuff with like we are. But some of those things reminded me. One, homework. I have to go through and rearrange the order, and then I'll make it public. And but I can share it with you as well to take a look at. I made a labor playlist for that girl.
Labor?
The girl going into labor.
Oh.
With the breathing, which we were getting ripped apart for not knowing the breathing techniques.
Yeah.
It's like, chill. We're just having fun. We know. Like,
did we look like we've given birth?
I say, we don't have babies. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we were just having fun, whatever. But I did make one. I was high as balls.
That's
and I
hilarious.
Made it. And I was like,
well, you need to post it.
I will, but I want to rearrange it.
And, okay, yeah.
Because I just was adding songs that fit in, honestly, with the breathing pattern
okay, yeah.
or high thought fit in. And then, so I want to rearrange it so it's a little more of like a start to finish, like, you know, whatever. Yeah, and
when
I'll show you.
When you said labor, I literally thought you meant like manual labor.
Oh, no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
Are we doing something?
Birth labor.
Yes, yeah.
So I did that, and we'll share that soon. I don't know when that lady is going to give birth, but I didn't want to forget and then her like have the baby. So keep your
but
eyes peeled. I'll rearrange that tonight.
Or oh, something good. Like
so
that.
Good.
Yeah.
But still, regardless, it'll come out soon. That's one. Two is the Eras Tour jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I've hesitated to bring this up because the amount of DMs might be tough, but I don't know. But we have to get this done. We have secured, I know we've talked about this already, we've secured Dave's Jean Eras Tour jacket for night two of Paris.
Yep.
Someone already has it for night one,
yep.
and they'll be passing it off to us. It is up to us to choose who gets it for night three.
Right, right.
So I know that people have DM'd me in the past, have said things, commented on
I
my stuff,
seen
whatever.
Anything, honestly,
they've
on
said
my
it.
End.
I think because I said it somewhere
right.
that I'm getting the DMs or people are replying. Oh, you know why? Because the jacket Instagram page says that I have it for night two. It says my Instagram name in there.
Oh, okay.
So here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you to, we're trying to think of something good to pick somebody.
When you DM us a screenshot that you follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
Yes.
And that you're subscribed on YouTube and Rumble, whatever
other
streaming platforms.
YouTube is, yeah.
Or maybe that you gave 5 stars on our podcast.
Yeah, that would be nice. It would be two of all those things. You
yeah,
have to
yeah.
do all, well,
yeah.
I mean, we would love if you did all of them. Extra points
if you
do all of them.
Them.
And we'll be more likely to pick you. But at least two of those things must be for it to be, you know, and DM it to the Taylor Watch Instagram.
Yeah, Taylor Watch Instagram.
Yeah, we'll go through that.
Yeah.
And we'll go through it together so you're not stuck doing it by yourself. And then we'll pick from there. People that are going to night three in Paris who want Dave's Eras Tour jean jacket. And you'll be able to meet us in Paris.
Yeah.
Because we'll have to meet up with you to give it to you.
Yeah, it'd be so fun.
So that'd be great. You can meet us up for a little croissant at a bakery.
Yeah, maybe some French onion
us.
Soup.
Yeah, some French onion soup.
Yeah.
Right after you know, us on the heels of our concert experience, which will be really exciting. We'll be able to give you the lowdown on the arena, everything, which will be great. Next week after after the album breakdown, I'm trying to think when we can discuss our outfits because we're kind of in the middle of our.
No, maybe on Wednesday we'll discuss our outfits.
Yeah, that'll be
good.
So next Thursday's episode, we'll get more into Paris and stuff and our outfits because we're both, I think, have pretty much pieced them together, kind of what we want. Yeah. My stuff is mostly arrived.
Yeah, I've completely gone against using my own clothes. I'm buying a whole new outfit.
Listen, it's Paris, baby.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it once in a lifetime.
I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I need to go all out. Yeah, like,
We're just wearing costumes, okay? Yeah, we're wearing costumes, and it'll be great. So we'll do all of that. Thank you guys so much for all of the interest in that and wanting to know what we're up to concerning Paris.
Yeah.
So exciting. I cannot wait. It's only a couple weeks away at this point.
It's insane.
Holy shit. Like less than a month now. So, all right. Again, the madness continues.
Yeah.
We will see you guys on TikTok and Instagram Live at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yep.
Tonight.
Yep.
And we'll discuss everything that happens between now, us recording this, and then. And then.
And then we'll be
and
back.
And then we'll be new people after that.
It's so exciting, guys. This is amazing. It's just so fun that we get to all go through this together. Like,
I know.
That
so
we
excited.
Have an album coming out and we all get to talk about it together.
It's
going to be so fun. I assume we'll do like some sort of draft breakdown-esque type thing on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Here's what I think we should
maybe
do
we'll
on
do
Monday.
Like a breakdown and then a draft.
We'll do a breakdown and then we'll save the draft for when it sinks in a little bit
okay,
more,
okay.
I think, maybe. You know? Because I think we'll have to do like a full-ass lyric breakdown.
Right,
like,
okay.
The lyrics
so
are going to be crazy.
Yeah.
People say get your dictionaries ready for Friday as well. So, you know, we'll maybe have to, you know, give a few definitions come next week. So
fabulous.
Looking forward to it. We will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.